Today in Newark, New Jersey, a British man accused of smuggling a surface-to-air missile into the U.S. was ordered held without bail. Two others suspected of money laundering in the case have also been charged. Federal officials say the suspected arms dealer thought he was selling a missile that would be used to bring down an American airplane, but the entire operation was an international sting carried out by U.S., Russian, and British authorities. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Russian officials provided the first tip about 68-year-old Hemant Lakhani, an Indian-born British citizen who was in the market for Russian-made weapons. The FBI then began its investigation. An unnamed FBI witness had a first meeting with Lakhani in December 2001, pretending to represent a Somali group that wanted to buy shoulder-launched missiles. U.S. Attorney Christopher Christie says over the next year and a half, the two arranged for a sample Igla missile to be shipped to the U.S. from St. Petersburg, but that was to be only the beginning.
Mr. Lakhani told the cooperating witness with our law enforcement officers that we would have to order another 50 of these missiles to make the deal worthwhile. And yesterday was supposed to be the day that not only this missile was delivered, but that an initial down payment of approximately $500,000 was to be made on the next 50 missiles.
Lakhani had flown from London Sunday. He was arrested yesterday while meeting with the undercover agent to close the deal. The head of the FBI's New Jersey office, Louis Allen, lauded the unprecedented cooperation with Russia.
This is the first time that American law enforcement authorities have ever worked with a branch of the Russian security service in this type of investigation. This is a first. And it won't be the last.
Lakhani is not believed to have ties to any terror group. In fact, there were no terrorists involved in this scheme at all. He was the target of a double sting. Russian security agents posed as the missile suppliers, while the FBI agent posed as the Muslim extremist who wanted to buy. The FBI's Allen points out that even the missile was a fake, an unarmed replica.
During the course of this investigation, we had control of everything. At no time were the citizens of the state or this country were in danger.
Still, U.S. Attorney Christie says Hemant Lakhani believed he was helping terrorists. During one of their hotel meetings in Newark, Lakhani asked what the missiles would be used for. The undercover agent gestured to the planes taking off from nearby Newark International Airport and said jihad. Christie says Lakhani was sympathetic to terrorists.
He, on many occasions, in recorded conversations, referred to Americans as bastards, Osama bin Laden as a hero who had done something right and set the Americans straight.
According to the criminal complaint, Lakhani said one explosion would shake the U.S. economy. After the court hearing, Lakhani's lawyer refused to comment to reporters. Even though this case involved no real threat, it's increased debate on if and how U.S. airlines should prepare for the threat of surface-to-air missiles. Representative John Mica told CBS-TV he was skeptical until Congress recently held closed hearings on the issue.
We found out that not just a few groups, but dozens of terrorist organizations have access to these weapons. Second thing we found out is that there's a proliferation. It's not just a few, it's thousands of these weapons that are available on the market.
MICA supports legislation to spend some $10 billion equipping airplanes with anti-missile technology, but one Homeland Security official says the technology is not yet proven and may not be cost-effective. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.